nuclear attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Thursday, November 6, 2025 edition. Joining us on the line right now is an announced candidate for Attorney General, Republican, going to be at the March 28th State Convention Endorsement Convention coming up next year by the precinct delegates selected to go to state convention. Kevin Kievsky's on the line. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. How are you?
I'm good, sir. Noticed that you wrote a letter, an opinion piece that was picked up by the Detroit News regarding some things going on up here in our listening area, Sheboygan County, and this power project that they're looking to put in. I want you to explain to the audience why you wrote the opinion and what was basically... What was it that you stated in that letter that was picked up by the Detroit News?
Sure. So recently I was at a Lincoln Day dinner in Sheboygan, and I spoke to a lot of people while I was there, just like I do anywhere I go, and they were telling me about this project. It didn't smell right. It didn't look right. And I decided to kind of dig into it, do some homework. And what I found out was absolutely shocking and appalling. You have a solar energy company, in addition to Sheboygan County, in exchange for hundreds of thousands of dollars, have agreed to kind of usurp the residents there and decide it's okay to actually build a big solar farm. It's going to be 110 megawatts. And essentially what it's going to do is to really depress property values. And the people more so there don't want it. But the only reason this can happen is because of a law that took hold in 2024, passed by the legislature, that allows essentially the Michigan Public Service Commission to get involved, to bribe municipalities, and to overrule, or more so to usurp, local residents. So that's why I decided to write this piece, because it's not just in Sheboygan County. Upon further research, this is going on all throughout the state, and I believe it's unconstitutional and it needs to be challenged.
And of course, you're referring to, I believe, Public Act 233?
That's correct. Yep, that right. Is the exact law I'm talking about.
Well, one of the things that I know, because one of my sponsors of the radio station, my show, is Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. And his attorney, David Delaney, and they've got a case going right now in Otsego County. I believe they're also representing the folks that have filed the lawsuit up in Sheboygan. There's other ones going on around the state, like you say, St. Clair County, Kent County. It's happening everywhere, Kevin. But the bottom line, as the next attorney general, you've looked at this Public Act 233 And in your opinion, you believe that the law, the way they passed it, the way they passed this public act, you're of the opinion that you think it's unconstitutional?
I am. And the reason why, in brief, is because the Michigan Constitution in Article 7, Section 22, empowers local units of government. So again, like a city government, a township government, whomever, to govern land use. So Public Act 233 basically kind of usurps or attempts to usurp what the Michigan State Constitution provides. So again, the legislature can provide parameters, can define things, they can maybe add things to the law, but they cannot, under any circumstance, get rid of or try to nullify what a state constitutional provision says.
Got it. Perfect. Kevin, can you stay through the break?
Absolutely.
All right, great. We're speaking again with Kevin Kievsky. He's an announced candidate to be the Republican nominee for Attorney General at the March 28th endorsement convention. Short break. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Smith and Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith and Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmith is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying through the break is Kevin Kievsky. He's an announced candidate running for Attorney General next year, actually, March 28th, State Convention's Endorsement Convention down in Novi. And, Kevin, I want to lay some things out and kind of pick your legal brain, because David Delaney is the attorney that's representing a lot of these plaintiffs who are suing these municipalities over these projects. And their strategy has been, and it's actually been very successful when the Iron Pig stayed open during the China virus, They fought the governor, they fought the health department, and they prevailed by basically keeping it in a local jurisdiction. They don't want to deal with state courts. They want to deal with local judges who, you know, have to get reelected. Well, they say go ahead and have the planning commissions approve these projects, and then we'll come in and sue and be able to keep the lawsuit in the local jurisdiction. That's the tactic that they've been using basically throughout this process. However, I say, and like you just said, if in fact Public Act 233 is unconstitutional per our state constitution, deny it at the local level, force the developer to then go to the Michigan Public Service Commission and let them approve the permit, and then sue and challenge, like you were saying, the constitutionality of Public Act 233, because we now have, or would have at that point, an actual permitted project by the Michigan Public Service Commission, and let's take it to court and let's then decide, maybe even run it all the way up to the Michigan Supreme Court, is this thing constitutional or isn't it, based on what you just said, Article 7? I mean, is that not, am I incorrect in my thinking about how legally this maybe should go?
I think you're generally correct. Ultimately, the constitutionality here is at issue, and because of that, it needs to be vigorously challenged, Public Act 233, in the courts. Inevitably, I'm sure that it would sort of trickle up through the Michigan Court of Appeals and then ultimately to the Michigan Supreme Court. But ultimately, as well, apart from the actual court and litigation process, there needs to be an attorney general that will stand up for the people of the state of Michigan, that will say in his or her opinion, hopefully his opinion, if I'm elected and when I'm elected, that this is unconstitutional. And here are the reasons why. Because when the attorney general's office in any type of pending litigation gives an opinion, not that it's going to be, you know, the last word, certainly not, but it does carry a lot of weight, because that person represents all 10 million people here in the state of Michigan, and people will take notice of that, whether people are in the public or people in the courts, the judges that see these lawsuits.
Well, one of the things when it was happening, and it was amazing to me, is that they immediately, the governor, the attorney general, everybody, you know, was singing the same tune. Dana Nessel came out with an opinion that she thought it was constitutional, that they were allowed to do it. Governor Whitmer applauded it and signed it, because she said, this is something we need in the state of Michigan to improve the production of electricity in our state. And everybody's like, okay, have you ever been outside, Governor? These solar panels, okay, they only produce actual current electricity that could even be potentially stored in batteries roughly about 61 days out of 365 here in the state of Michigan. In northern Michigan, Kevin, like where they're proposing in Grant Township, Sheboygan County, and in this other township, it's covered in snow and ice. I mean, they're talking, we might get 6 inches of snow Sunday because of the lake effect, brutal cold air coming over the warm Lake Michigan. The snow belt from Antrim County all the way to Alpena is going to get hit with 6 to 12 inches of snow. So, I mean, they don't even understand the science. They don't even understand actually what these do. But the bottom line is this, they get so much money, these utility companies, God only knows where it comes from, Kevin, but basically I think it's all about the money. And they don't even care about what they're doing, destroying farmlands, destroying woods, all the things they're doing for these projects. It's all about the money.
I think you're absolutely right. And, you know, something I point out in my op-ed, which I think all your listeners should know, It's not that every single Michigander is against any type of solar or wind energy. If people in the local community want it, if it makes sense, that's fine. And in fact, there's polling on this. 65% of folks here in Michigan support these type of renewable projects only, and again, only if local folks want them. So if we try to go over what the local folks want and basically put your own alternative spin on alternative energy, then it's not going to be popular and it's not going to work. And if I may, let me just share a few other quick things with your listeners why these projects are not necessarily just a good or a bad thing.
Absolutely.
If you take a look, for example, here with home prices, the median home price here in Michigan is around $250,000 today. If you actually have any type of these solar or wind projects, if you live generally close by, your home value is going to drop about 11%, or that's around $25,000. That's significant. So people are losing value when it comes to the value of their homes. As well, people get sick. There's even a Michigan State University research study that talks about this quote-unquote wind turbine syndrome. Essentially, the infrared sound and the flickers and all this other stuff, it makes people sick. And then, of course, we love the nature environment that we have here. We love our ecosystem. We want to protect it. While all the birds that are killed and all the wildlife that is harmed by these projects, it is very, very large, according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So, I mean, it hurts us economically. It hurts us when it comes to our wildlife, and it hurts our health. So who's the best individual or individuals able to make these decisions? Local folks. If local folks want these things, fine. And if they don't want them, then really the local politicians and the Lansing politicians should pay attention. Because if you look at what happened just earlier this week on Election Day, on Tuesday, those elections really matter when we actually vote people into township positions or city positions or county positions. So hopefully when it came to any type of local elections where we have these projects, I'm hoping that the voters are going to make or have made their voices heard and will continue to make their voices heard moving into the future.
Well, one of the other biggest obstacles that you didn't cite in that information, they have to understand that up here in northern Michigan especially, everybody's on a well. Mm-hmm. We don't have city water as a majority of our residents, okay? The problem that I have with these solar panels is there's certain elements inside these solar panels that do what they do. When you have June, July, August, hot, sunny, 90, 95 degree days, those seals are under pressure to hold those elements inside those solar panels. They're expanded. There's heat. Okay. Well, when you go into winter, it's cold and they contract. And as a result, Kevin, those seals eventually start to wear out. And those elements inside these solar panels leak out of the solar panels. Guess where it goes? Into the ground.
Yeah.
And through the ground ends up in our water aquifers that feed all of our wells.
Right.
I mean,
right.
We're already dealing with PFAS contamination. We've got all kinds of things happening up here in northern Michigan, and they're not even taking that into account. They could potentially destroy our underground water aquifers.
If I may, this is why I think Trump and others refer to this whole scheme as the Green New Scam, right? And why is that? Because people think if they don't pay attention, oh, this is good for the environment when it's really toxic. And to your point, that's why, for example, a lot of these battery manufacturing facilities for EVs and other things are super unpopular and super toxic because of the lithium and all these other elements that can actually seep into groundwater. And in fact, yesterday in the evening, it was maybe, I think, around 10 o'clock at night, someone that I know very well from Ottawa County was able to tell me what's going on in Blendon Township. So there was an energy storage system that wanted to be built there by some company. And luckily, 400 to 500 people showed up at that meeting to talk about the toxic elements that should not go into the community or the groundwater, because that's going to impact our kids, wildlife, and frankly, everyone's health.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm glad you wrote that opinion piece. I'm glad the Detroit News picked it up. But the bottom line, this is, again, as a result of you traveling around the state, you attended the Sheboygan County Reagan Day Dinner, you talked to the folks, they addressed their concerns to you, and then you took your time to research it, dive into it, and wrote a great piece, and I greatly appreciate what you're doing for us. The other thing I want to talk about real quick, you have a short campaign. It's only running until March 28th. And it doesn't have to do with the general public voting. It has to do with precinct delegates that get selected to go to the endorsement convention down there in Novi on March 28th. What would you like to say to precinct delegates listening as to why you feel they should support you to be our next attorney general candidate for the Republican Party?
I'll say it in 1 minute or less, because I know that's the amount of time that I have. But, I mean, you take a look at the support our campaign has gotten throughout the state. It is tremendous. We won the Mackinac straw poll with a clear majority, over 20 points over my closest competitor. As well, when you take a look at what we're able to do, and it's not just me writing op-eds, but frankly, hearing the concerns from folks and saying, hey, we're going to address this in our platform. That's what we want to do for not just Republicans, but also Democrats and independents, for everyone here in the state. So I encourage all the delegates throughout the state, go to kevin4mi.com. If you like what you hear, you like what you see, please endorse me. There's a link there. And please participate in your county conventions. Those are going to be very important. They happen the month prior, so that you can attend, as a supporter of our campaign, the nominating convention March 28th, as you said, in Novi.
Well, one of the things, and I want to get a point of clarification on kevin4mi.com, did you say?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay, is it the number four, or is it spelled out F-O-R?
F-O-R, so it's kevin4mi.com.
Very good, excellent, good point of clarification on that, thank you. And the other point, Kevin, you've represented, you have fought in court. Talk about, we got about a minute here to before we go to break.
Sure.
The Elector case, talk about that real quick.
Yeah, so back in 2020, we had the alternate electors that were trying to preserve the constitutional rights if there was going to be a challenged election. And then the attorney general went after all 16 of these Republican electors. And I got the charges dismissed on September 9th, and it was great. In fact, when the judge was dismissing it, the lawyers in the room told me, hey, she was actually reading from your brief. We have to do the homework for the judges, right? But again, we have to stand up for constitutional rights. I was one of the only folks to do that at the time when, you know, frankly, my competitor didn't speak out against it, or other people didn't speak out against it or do anything about it. And as attorney general, I will continue to fight for all the constitutional rights for everyone across here in the state.
Well, I appreciate you doing that, and I appreciate the outcome. Unfortunately, one of our longtime conservative patriots, John Haggard, after hearing the news and seeing the dismissal, he passed away in his sleep the next night. And we lost a great patriot, and I know you knew John, and I know he would be very supportive of what you did in that case. So thank you very much for doing that. Again, Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, 4-F-O-R-M-I.com is the website. Check it out. And Kevin, we appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you. And let's make